Senate Bill 19, an act to authorize the sale of a tract of land in Brookings County, South Dakota, to provide for the disposition and appropriation of the sale proceeds, to authorize and appropriate other funds to the Board of Regents to purchase property for agricultural experiment station research, and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 19, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Go ahead.
Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Senate Bill 19 is brought to you on behalf of the Board of Regents and relates to a proposed land transfer at South Dakota State University of Brookings. And I'd like to give you just a little background on this project. The Department of Transportation shop in Brookings is currently located just east of the I-29 Highway 14 intersection. That location is prime industrial or retail development property, and local people are interested in economic development in that area. Therefore, the DOT staff has approached SDSU about the possibility of moving a shop to land currently used by the Agricultural Experiment Station for crop production. SDSU has agreed to sell the property to DOT for a new shop location if that's approved by this legislature, and that's approximately 19 acres. The college is also seeking approval to, the university is also seeking approval to purchase replacement property directly north of the campus, and it's adjacent to the Highway 14 bypass on the north side of the road, and will be used for agricultural and other purposes consistent with the 50-year campus master plan recently developed at SDSU, and that's approximately 150 acres. The appraised value of the sale to DOT is $47,325, and the remaining purchase price of the 150 acres, not to exceed $300,000, will come from grants and patent royalties that the college, the university, currently has and they use for one-time projects and special equipment. This requires a two-thirds vote. I request your approval, and I'll stand by for any questions you might have.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 19. Representative Flowers.
I have a question for the sponsor, Mr. Speaker.
State your question.
Representative Pummel, I'm trying to figure out the value here of 18.9 acres and only being worth $47,000 at today's values. That's like $250 an acre, and there's got to be more to this than what I'm reading in this bill. Maybe you can explain that.
Representative Pummel, do you care to answer the question?
All I can tell you is that that's been appraised, and that's the appraisal value.
Representative Flowers, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well,
what are you saying is too...
You know, most land today is selling considerably higher than that, and I guess maybe the land just isn't any good. I suppose, maybe somebody that's over there could explain it better.
Representative Holbeck. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give the speaker your attention? Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, I guess, I don't know if I'm reading this wrong, but I'm believing that we're selling it for about $47,000 divided by about 19 acres. We're getting closer to $3,000 an acre than $250 an acre.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 19. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 19. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 19, which requires a two-thirds majority vote for passage. Representative Solem.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I have a very special person here with me at the present time, one of my umpteen grandchildren, my granddaughter, Jenna. Yeah.
Representatives Olson, Broderick, Jarvis Brown, Abdallah, Monroe, Elliott, Van Norman. Representatives Van Norman, Abdullah, and Olson. Representatives Olson, Abdullah, and Van Norman.
Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My family is back. I would like to introduce to my colleagues my daughter Debbie, her husband Bob Fronick, and my two grandsons Tyler and Mitchell.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, absent 2, excused 2.
Senate Bill 19, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.